7:39 on Jacksonville's morning news.
It feels great because I'm used to getting up this time of morning, so that's no issue with me this morning. So I just wanted to come and get the shot so I can get it over with, so I won't be worried about catching nothing from somebody or, you know, just want to be safe.
Yeah, we're catching up with people outside of the Gateway Mall in the Brentwood area on Jacksonville's north side. That federal coronavirus vaccination site is now open. You don't need an appointment. You can register. We've got everything you need to know about that at WOKV.com. In Clay County, John Warden, emergency management, with some important information about availability of vaccines to end this week and, John, into early next week, too.
Yes, that is correct, sir. We have appointments both available on Friday and then Monday and Tuesday of next week. I know we've got a lot of throughputs in Northeast Florida area, and we heard some of the areas or some of our people in Clay County and Northeast Florida were having trouble getting appointments. But we do have many appointments available if you go to alert.claycountygov.com, and you can schedule those appointments, and it's a very quick process.
How have you seen the supply of vaccine increase over the last maybe week to 2 weeks?
So I think the supply has actually been sustained to the same amount for us. What we've been seeing is, you know, we have the 65 and up and frontline medical workers. I believe we got the surge of those folks through. And now that the governor has opened it up to law enforcement, 50 and up, K to 12 school employees, 50 and up, and now firefighters 50 and up. I think we're looking for that next group to come through and then look for the governor to open it up even further as we move forward.
Do you have a rough estimate on how many folks in Clay County would kind of fall under that latest tier umbrella of 50 and up and law enforcement and whatnot?
I do not have that numbers. We've been communicating with both our police departments and our sheriff's office. The fire rescue side, the majority of fire rescue in Northeast Florida is both fire and rescue, kind of that frontline medical worker. So they were able to get it under the first executive order that came through. So the firefighters 50 and up really didn't change for the majority of the organizations. But what we're seeing now is our K to 12, our teachers and those type folks really need to come and get it to help them do their job effectively.
And again, your site that's operating is at one location, or do you have multiple locations through Clay County?
We have one location, and it's at the Godbold Building here in Clay County at the fairgrounds. And that's where we've been because of the logistics and the obviously we're using Pfizer, so it takes some logistical support with the freezers and stuff like that. So we've just got that one location. But again, we've got many appointments available both Friday, Monday, and Tuesday at alert.claycountygov.com. And if they have any questions or concerns, they can call our call center Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, 877-252-9362.
John, what happens at the end of a day if you still have some left over? Does it roll over to the next day?
Yeah, it rolls over to the next day. So the good thing about this is now that we have our own freezers in place for this is we can take out what we have in for the appointments for that day. If a vial has been tapped, the Pfizer vial takes 5 doses. So if for some reason that has been tapped and we have 1 or 2 doses left available, we do have a contingency plan that we've got a list of some of our constitutionals that fall under the current governor's executive order. We'll call them. They're about 10 to 15 minutes out and they can come get it, that type thing. But we've been very fortunate. We've not been having that as much because in the afternoon we start looking at passing the vials around, so we don't have so many open vials at the end of the day, sir.
All right. Do appreciate the good information, valuable information to our friends in Clay County. John, thanks as always.